We've got another guest in the jam-packed show today. We've got Daphne Kuhn. She's the owner of the Orton General Theatre on the Square, where we'll be hosting, she'll be hosting our previous, guest, Loyiso Madinga. And that's very exciting. It's a great theatre. It's a very intimate theatre, like Loyiso said.
It is really. Thank you so much for inviting me to be on the show. And I'm so proud that Loyiso will be presenting his new show next week. And it's so important to laugh, as it is. Isn't it happy day today? World Happiness Day. And I think we all need the comic relief. You know, with
in
all
the current circumstances.
In the circumstances.
Absolutely,
of
so, a million percent.
Of course, we're very thrilled and proud. Yes, the theatre is lovely at the Sandton, at the Nelson Mandela Square in Sandton. It's intimate. It seats 200 people. And we are prolifically presenting shows to uplift people in every way, to make them thought-provoking, to make them think. Wonderful local and international plays that touch on all the issues that surround us all the time. Lots of entertainments too, which, as we've just said, we need so much, so important to have comedy that it comments on life and that is satirical and that we relate to. But of course, we love to delve into serious plays as well. And as you know, I presented over 2,000 productions in the last 22 years at the Theatre on the Square, the Auto and General Theatre on the Square, Auto and General being our current sponsors, one of the sponsors, besides me.
Yes, and I believe that you've got skin in the game, like they say.
Very much so. I'm actually the sponsor, and it's been a very hard journey, but a very exciting one.
So that's what I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you, what possessed you? Did nobody pull you aside and say, Daphne, there are easier ways to make a living than owning a theater?
Well, it's not just owning a theater, and you're quite right, Simon. It's a matter of producing plays all the time.
Just in case.
Being a landlord and giving people the opportunity. And I think that's why I took on this role. Of course, I'd studied drama. I've got my master's degree in drama from Pretoria University years ago, where I lived at the time. And drama, theatre's been in my bones.
So it was a calling more
it
than
was
a...
absolutely,
I mean, you couldn't...
a calling. I've acted, I've taught, I've lectured, I've
I read that
produced,
you were in
I've
broadcasting
of,
as well.
I've done a bit of everything. So as a producer, it's like putting it all together. I always think of that lovely Sondheim song, putting it together. All that related to an art curator, but that's what it is, putting it all together and hoping to make or make some sort of contribution to the community in some way, because I can't tell you the joy it gives me to see people leaving the theater happy, discussing, just thrilled with the experience of being at a live theatre performance, so and the joy of putting, you know, giving the opportunity to the wonderful, talented actors, directors, whatever it is, on our stage, giving them a platform of all the musicians. So we have a regular weekly classical music lunch hour slot.
Why don't I know about that, Daphne?
It's been ongoing for 12 years, and the 22 years I've been in Sandton, prior to that in Rosebank, every single
That's
Friday.
That's semi-embarrassing.
Yes. Well, it's not embarrassing if you don't know, but we have tried to promote it a lot, and it's a community project. It costs only 50 rand, includes coffee and biscuits, and we have all our finest classical musicians performing every week. Last week it was Kanyisile Matwetwe, the wonderful flautist, is going to America together with the pianist Peter Cartwright. This week on Friday, it's Clarinet Music of Europe with Mornay van Heerden, the clarinetist, and Sonia van Zyl. And so it goes on. We sometimes intersperse the music with jazz and other musical theatre genres.
What a
but
wonderful
that's just
way to
on
spend
a
lunch
a
hour.
Friday at lunchtime. But otherwise, of course, every night we have a new play, which we change, of course, every few weeks. We produce most of them. I sometimes go into co-productions with other companies, but mostly they are produced by the theatre itself. And that's where the cost comes in, and the rent and the running costs and the staff costs and the actors and directors and, you know, you can imagine. So, yes, it takes a certain mind to want to do and punish oneself to do something like this, but I can't tell you the joy it's given me and everybody around me just to be able to do this in the political and social climate that we live in. It's so important. As Oscar Wilde once said, theatre is the most exciting or the greatest of all the art forms. It's the most immediate way in which a human being can relate to and share with the very essence of what it is to be a human being. And I always think that's such a lovely quote, isn't it? Because we learn about each other. We are able then to communicate by what we see on stage. We're able to communicate in different ways and with different people on different levels. And so we learn and we educate and we entertain, of course, at the same time.
There's not a single time that I've not been to the theater on the square and I've never come out not feeling as if I've witnessed something special or that I've been at a very special event. There's something about the intimacy. Paul spoke about the intimacy of the venue that makes you feel very, very special. Very, what's the word I'm almost looking for? Cocooned.
Yes.
Cocooned and spoilt. And for that, thank you. Thank you for creating a space
that
is really
so kind of you to say such lovely words.
A remarkable
words.
Space. What I did want to ask you, because something happened pretty recently that disappointed me in the industry. I saw a production of Mark Lottering, the musical.
Yes.
It was probably one of the better South African musicals that I've seen in a very long time, and it shut for lack of, the run shut early for lack of attendance. What is the problem with our theatre going public or with Johannesburgers? What is the issue? Why are we not going to theatre?
Simon, it's such a true and genuine point that you picked up, because one would imagine we didn't do that particular Mark Lottering show. It was far too big for our theatre, but he has performed at our theatre many times and drawn huge audiences. And we've just had Nick Rabinowitz, and he draws huge audiences. We sold out for 2 weeks. I cannot understand why Auntie Merle the musical didn't do as well as they would have wished. But it is an issue for all of us. We present some magnificent plays, both locally written or internationally acclaimed, and you never know. And I think that's why the business is so terribly tough. As, they said, there's no business like show business, and you can never be sure if you're going to have a success
or
not.
So standing next to the roulette table.
I don't think it's because it's too expensive. I think there's just something that doesn't grab the psyche of the people from time to time, and then they don't, then it's not well supported.
But
sometimes if it's political, it's too close to the bone. The big musicals seem to attract a fair amount of audience, but I'm not so sure if they cover all the enormous costs either. So it is a constant problem for us, and we have to work doubly hard at marketing, publicizing, advertising on social media, sending out emails in thousands, doing SMS campaigns and promotional campaigns. It is very hard, and I can't honestly pinpoint why it is that we struggle so much.
At the opening night of that musical, I bumped into Fahim Stellenboom, who is marketing for the Baxter Theatre,
yes.
And he said to me they're actually seriously questioning the number of plays that they are going to bring to Johannesburg, because Johannesburg audiences are different to Cape Town audiences.
Yes.
We don't support theatre. Is it a security aspect here?
I don't think it's that at all, because, most of the theatres like my own are very secure, surrounded by shops and lovely restaurants and very accessible. I'm not so sure. It just depends on, I don't know what people are looking for, but of course we are up against here in Johannesburg so many other options. There's so many big live shows, all the digital options that are available today. It's all so easy to sit and watch a Netflix movie. It's just very available. And we're all busy. But I think another thing is there are lots of theatres in Johannesburg as well. And I never used to think that we compete with each other because our genres are so different.
Yes.
But I suppose we're still working on trying to get together the same audience. And as you can see from our own lineup of productions, they so vary to try and attract people at different levels, people that like musicals or serious theatre or straight, whatever it is. We try to give all the options all the time, and it would be sensible to have long runs to amortize costs, but
sure,
you can't, because you just don't know what the audience attendance
so
is.
So what's
going
an
to
average
like
length of a run in Johannesburg?
At the moment, 3 weeks, 3 to 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
Think about London and they run for years.
I know, for years.
And here you get 3 weeks.
Especially when we buy the rights of an international play and you have to try and amortize that cost. We've just done Odd Man Out. That was successful. A wonderful play with a theme of Asperger's. A brilliant play. Super. And I am bringing it back. So that's the good news. Superb. I am bringing it back. And there are many others that we do with great success. But some aren't as successful. And what I find that my theatre is, as a small theatre, in any other country, it would be known as a fringe theatre. But people come to accept mainstream. So when I do try out experimental work and very avant-garde work that pushes boundaries, which I love to do, yes, giving people an opportunity, they don't attract an audience. Those are shows that attract an audience at festivals where there is a captive market for those plays, that sort of thing. Yeah, okay. So it's always balance. It's a balancing act all the time.
Daphne, before we leave it, just tell us what we've got to look forward to over the next couple of weeks at your theatre.
Yes, well, very happily I can tell you that this weekend we start with, and it's just a couple of nights with a wonderful band. I'm sure you remember Neil Solomon, Dan Shirobole, and Greg Giordiades in the Uptown Rhythm Dogs Band. And that's on Friday night and Saturday night for two shows. We end tomorrow night with a popular Tease production. That's with Tumi Meraki and Vanessa Frost, produced by Terry Cooperman and myself, of course, and Jose Domingos directing. And then we have, of course, the wonderful Loyiso that you've just interviewed. Yes. And I'm so proud of him, particularly because he's the correspondent from South Africa for The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. But what I'm most proud to tell you is that we are producing a new show. My new show is based on the memoirs of Tracy Going. I'm sure you should remember her as the TV and radio anchor for many a radio and TV station, mainly the Good Morning TV show, Good Morning South Africa at the time. And it's her story of her life, and which has had its ups and downs, but it's a very positive story, but it does delve into the issues that face us in South Africa, the very pertinent issues of woman abuse and domestic violence. But it's done so beautifully with a magnificent award-winning director, Lesedi Job. I'm sure you know Lesedi Job, who's a multiple award winner. She's the director. And it stars Scandal actress Natasha Sutherland and a cast of wonderful actors. So we are obviously hoping for everybody to see this new South African play. It's called Brutal Legacy, by Tracy Going, based on her new book that was recently launched, and it's a dramatic adaptation.
Daphne Quinn, thank you so much for making the time to come to studio to talk to us. I wish you every success with all those very varied and many productions, and you'll certainly see me at pretty much most of them.
Well, I look forward to having you all there, of course, every